I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are counting the cost in the wake of anti-Christian violence in Orissa, India. Faith Comes By Hearing's Ray Warrior says the violence has affected their Orissa State audio Bible recording especially hard. Three readers and two uncles of their project manager were killed by extremists. Warrior was overcome with
the pain of losing friends, people who are devoted to this work. The sorrow of having them go through this agony and pride that they are willing to put their lives on the line for the work of the Lord.
Meanwhile, this fall, inmates are wrapping up their first round of Crossroad Bible Institute's college-level courses. The curriculum consists of 13 distance learning lessons that challenge students to create a biblical framework for life. Crossroads' David Scheringa says the success of the pilot course is leading to hopes for growth.
We would like to see this program develop into a two-year degree program so that they can leave with an Associate of Arts degree, and then they would be halfway through their college experience. But right now we're completing the first year of courses, and we are licensed to be able to hand them a diploma in biblical studies, so they leave with some credentials.
And a Living Water International team brought clean water and the hope of Christ to a community in Sierra Leone. After fixing a pump that had been broken for 2 months, the team dedicated the new pump to God and shared the message of Christ as the living water with the community. The advocacy campaign sponsored the well and worked with Living Water International to bring clean water to Sierra Leone. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is November 9th. We'll help you prepare. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the book and CD, Better Than Life, Today's Stories of Faith. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.